Tell you what, can I stand up here by the road and talk to you?
Sure.
So people can see my sign?
I just wanted to know why it's 4th of July existed.
Yeah, can I give you a gospel card? Let me give you a gospel card. Hold on here. There you go. We love our neighbor. We like to point the way to eternal life. The way to eternal life is Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, and repentance to him. And the Bible says, Jesus said, you must be born again and follow him in holiness and then endure in the faith. That's the gospel. It's on that card. Here's the thing. The churches in America are full of corruption, false ways, money, traditions of men. That's not Jesus. So one of the traditions of men is America was founded on denominational religion. George Washington was a deist. Everybody lifts him up. Do you know what a deist is? A deist is somebody who believes that, like, God created everything, but he went off and did his own thing. He don't care about you, me, don't care about what happens. Like, there's a supreme being, almost like aliens. Mm-hmm. Aliens created the earth, and they took off. They don't care. Mm-hmm. George Washington was a heretic. He didn't even believe Jesus was who he said he was.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson, another father of the faith, do you know what he did?
What?
He took a penknife. So these are facts. You can look up in history. He took a penknife, and he cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. He didn't believe Jesus was God or did miracles. So Thomas Jefferson was an antichrist type of man. So they had the semblance of being godly, but they weren't biblical Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And guess how I can prove they weren't biblical Christians? I'm glad you asked. What did they do? What's the independence revolution? What's it all about?
You know, I am not.
Are you from America?
I am.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you're.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So they went to war. Do you know anything about Jesus?
No.
Oh, okay. Jesus, you're not a Christian then. Okay, Jesus came into the world and he said he was fully man, fully God, and he was the sacrifice and the way. Our year, 2023, cuts history in half. 2,000 years ago, he was here. So his words are true, the word of God from, oh my, watch out. Wow, those kids are buzzing in all out. They're going to get run over. His words are true, Genesis to Revelation. And Thomas Jefferson, George Washington were built on man-made religion. Jesus was the Prince of Peace and said, love your neighbor, don't kill. America went to war for the Revolutionary War. Do you know what they went to war and shot and killed hundreds of thousands of people for? You know what they did? You know what it was for? What?
No, I don't actually.
A 3% tax.
The
King of England said, hey, you're doing pretty good. It's one of my colonies. I'd like a little bit more money. And George Washington and all the founding fathers said, we're done. We want our independence. They went and they shot and they killed and they fought. And this is what America celebrates. War, killing in Jesus and God's name, which I stand against totally. So America's not, you know, the nation says, God bless America. It's a false god.
I know. Yeah.
He's not going to judge America. In the Bible, it says Christ is coming back in flaming fire. I was preaching it out here. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. He's coming back in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel that's on that card. So if you aren't born of Jesus and following him in his kingdom, when he comes back, he's destroying everything. He's destroying America. He's destroying all the other nations, all the false religion, Roman Catholicism, Buddhism, all of that. And the Bible says he's going to bring a new heaven and a new earth. Now, who is it? If the earth is God's footstool, do you believe God created everything? You don't know. You're an agnostic, maybe.
Yeah.
So look around you. Nothing exploded and became everything. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So if God is the creator, you might say, well, this God sounds like he's violent and he does war. Well, the thing is, if he's the creator and he owns it and he's righteous, he's the lone one that can come back and say, you are mine. You get to live. You have lived in sin. He's the righteous judge. I'm not, you're not, the police aren't the righteous judge. So the reason, that's why, and I have, if you go to don'tperish.com, you go on the internet,
mm-hmm.
you go to don'tperish.com and you can look up on our daily edification tab. We put a video up and then there's a link there. I have a whole bunch of articles about patriotism and why it's, ready? It's an idol. Do you know what an idol is?
Yeah.
Yeah, God says, no idols before me. Everybody's walking around, God bless America, we want our freedom. Do they really love God and do they keep his word and walk in holiness? Even the American churchgoers, they're a bunch of hypocrites, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They pray to God on Sunday. They live like Satan Jr. Saturday through Monday, or Saturday.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do. We came out of the world. We're no better than anybody. We're no better than any of you folks, but we are different. We're changed because of the gospel. And that's our house. We sold everything we own. We live in that. We travel the country. We don't take anyone's money. We support ourselves. And we go into the world. And how, if I stayed on my comfy little homestead in Missouri, how would I meet you? I wouldn't meet you. So I go into the world to preach and tell people that God is going to judge America, Fourth of July is a pagan holiday. It's built on war and killing. Did you know that? No, God doesn't bless war and killing, sir. He doesn't bless war and killing. Do you see the delusion? Are these your children?
This one is my
okay.
Child.
Okay. Yes, could you imagine? I mean, they're saying or listening. Can you imagine teaching your killing? Hey, woohoo, independence, war and killing. Yeah. You're teaching your children to get your way, pick up guns and weapons and kill people. Does this sound like it's of this Jesus I told you about?
No.
Yeah. No. And so America's is swept away in that. And it's, you know, guns, God, and the Bible. But that is just not the Father. Jesus said, come out of the world. I used to be a patriotic person. There's no hope in politics. You really think Trump or Biden or the independent, you really think they're any...
No.
You know who's controlling it all, ma'am?
There's
a powerful one world system that's growing. And the Bible predicts that. There's a tribulation coming and a one world system. Mm-hmm. Are you married?
Mm-hmm.
Give that gospel card to your husband. Is your husband a Christian?
No, he's an eight. Well, he did a lot of... youth evangelist when he was younger.
Okay, it probably turned him off to it.
Yep,
the churches turn people out. I would encourage you, tell your husband you met a street preacher, show him that gospel card, tell him he's not of the church systems, he's not of this world, I'm not of this world, I'm of Christ and the biblical gospel, I stand against this, and your husband might go, huh, that sounds more like what I hear in the Bible than all those hypocrites out there, and a lot of people are turned off by religion. But you've got to get into the scriptures, see who Jesus is, repent, and ask God to show you. If you have doubts, ask God, if you're real, show me by the Holy Spirit, convict me, guide me, open the Bible, and your lights will come on. You'll begin to see things you never knew, and you'll go, I think God is real. He is the creator. I was made in his image. I am here for his glory. I need to worship him and him alone. The Bible is the roadmap to how to live. Look at without the roadmap. Look at America. Transgenderism, homosexuality, abortion. All of these things go against God's character and nature. That's why the world is such a mess. Sin came into the world. And we can leave sin by repenting of it, not living in it, not walking in it, not keeping it, and following Christ. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, and he shows us the way out. I got lots of teachings on my website your husband and you might be blessed with, but thank you for asking. A lot of people just mock and they don't ask. You heard that man walk by.
I know.
God bless independence, and then say, how was the independence won? Oh, we killed a lot of people for 3% tax. You're welcome, ma'am. We love you. You're our neighbor. My wife is right over there talking to some youngsters. I open air preach, and then we only talk to people that come up to us. We don't go and we don't go up and break people's parties up. This is a park, I get it. But we go all over the country. We were preaching in Minocqua. We were preaching in we just went to the art fair in Tomahawk, and public places where they have fairs, we'll walk through and we'll preach. But we only talk to people that talk to us, and then I open air preach. Here, can I give you a little bit of hypocrisy of America? The police are here. This guy, rough-looking guy, smoking a cigarette, comes up, and he tells the cops, they got to run me off. And the cop says, why? He said, I don't like what he's saying. And the cop says, he's not bothering anybody. He's not violent. He's not breaking the law. We can't run him off. He goes, I want you to shut him up. I don't like what he's saying. Isn't independence about freedom and rights? And we're all supposed to have... But not when the preacher shows up and calls out their sin. Now it's like, kill the preacher, hang the preacher. I get that all the time.
So, I believe it. You're brave.
Well, God gave us the spirit. In Proveprobs, it says the righteous are as bold as a lion. I'm only going to be here a few years and I'll be dead. And we all, even the young people, how many years? 70 years goes by fast. And then we have to face eternity. And Christ conquered death for us. He shed his blood for our sin. But we can't. Americans are believing in Jesus. But here's the key. Tell your husband this preacher said this. Americans are believing in Jesus. They have the wrong Jesus. Hardly anybody's following him biblically. Coming out of the church, coming out of the culture, follow him, come out of hypocrisy, come out of sin and worldliness, and follow Jesus Christ. And your husband would be amazed and impressed at the biblical Savior, not the false Jesus of the world. And of American culture. I teach at my website for men just like you, maybe ladies like you that go, what's this all about? And my email's on that card, and if I could help you guys in any way.
Yeah.
We don't want your money. We don't want you to come join. I don't have some group somewhere. My wife and I are just born-again believers that believe Christ is the only hope, and you got to come out of the culture, and you got to come out of these false church systems. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Take care.
All right. Have a good day, ma'am. So that's why we come to these. That lady was sitting over there in a picnic chair. And she, by a picnic table, and she heard me preaching, and she came up, she said, can I ask you why you're here? Now get this, ready? Her husband is now an atheist, and he used to be involved in youth ministry, and you heard her say, yeah, he's seen a lot, and he was turned off by it. Yep. Hypocritical, false, unbiblical, ungodly religious systems turn people away. But the biblical gospel will draw people that are interested in truth and the Savior and righteousness. So glory to God. I was here to talk to her. Sister Amma was down there talking to some young people the whole time that I was talking to her. She's like right down the road there. I can see her. So it's been good, other than the one guy wanting to run me off, you know, 4th of July, freedom in America, freedom and rights, but not for the street preacher. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to stand out here more. We'll see what comes of it all.